Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus this morning. Patrick Ahern is here. He's brought along a staff member that we're gonna talk to in just a second. Patrick, great to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is things have turned out a little bit. I thought COVID was. We both did. At the end of last year, we did a year-end show and talked about we're beyond this.
And I think we are.
I think we are.
I think what we're now dealing with the beyond now means dealing with it.
Yep.
The beyond hopefully means that there's going to be more variants and we have to now figure out how we deal with it, just like many, many years ago they had to deal with the common cold, the flu, and all those different things.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it other than the fact that, because of the projections and that we'd get hit hard in the month of January after the holidays with Thanksgiving and Christmas, I thought it was wise to postpone the beginning of our season because when you're doing a play like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and you've got a star like Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, you don't want people to be intrepidatious about coming to the theater. You want people to be like, well, I'm comfortable getting there. And so we decided to postpone Guess Who's Coming to Dinner until July. And we will kick off the season in March with Camelot. And what better show to get us all revved up with than wonderful production of Camelot?
When I saw it on, I think I saw it on Friday when you made the decision or when you posted it, it made just total sense to me.
Well, and on top of everything else, the weather has not been our friend for the beginning of this year.
With more coming, maybe.
I was without power for 4 days at my house.
You live in the city.
And I'm in the city. So we were without power for almost 3 days at Riverside. So we would have lost. We were supposed to start rehearsals for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner January the 3rd, which was the day we got hit with that terrible storm. And we would have been behind a week in rehearsals. The show was to have opened on the 19th of January, so we would have had to postpone regardless. And it gives us a chance. We are doing a lot of improvements at Riverside. We are, believe it or not, for the first time in 20-some years since the place was built, the interior of the theater has never been repainted.
No, you're painting?
Yeah, so we're painting the interior of the theater, and we're recarpeting the theater, the lobby. So we can get a lot of these projects done.
Yeah.
We are dealing with our rigging system and getting everything hung properly in the theater, making sure safety is our prime goal. So we can use the month of January. You know, nobody's going to be furloughed. Nobody's going to be everybody keeps their job. We work hard to get everything ready for, Camelot in March. So it's all good.
Yeah. No. And the other thing when I saw it was Riverside from the start, you've been known for just being very safe and cautious.
Yes.
And this follows along that path. You don't want, like you said, you don't want anyone to be there and feel like, are we safe? Am I safe? That kind of thing.
It's just not worth it. And we did get, we had come so far with nothing. And during the Christmas week, we had an incident of somebody that had a positive that was in the cast. And I immediately had him step out. We put an understudy on. But then once it was confirmed through PCR test that he was positive, I took the precautions and safety to shut the show down, quarantine properly for a few days. And then we were able to add a couple of performances New Year's weekend. But it's not too bad to go almost 2 years or a year and 8 months with nothing.
And
we did everything very, very well. And I quite honestly feel as though if this person hadn't traveled on his days off, we may not have, had an occurrence of it, because the travel was to the city of New York, and New York was going through it big time. And, but, you know, that's conjecture. I don't know that for certain. And the young gentleman who was in our cast is a wonderful guy and very talented guy. So, but anyway, we did what we had to do. We took care of our people. And as far as I know, nobody was compromised in our audience or anything. So we're going to continue to do what's best for our audiences and for our staff and the actors and the crew and everybody that works at Riverside.
And as we go along this morning, we'll talk once you start up again. What a great lineup.
I think
you,
so.
You have, and I can't wait for what in May when Sally Struthers returns.
She's coming back. Yep.
So we'll do a show or two and
oh, yeah.
Be very entertained.
Matter of fact,
always.
She may want to take your seat, Ted, and
I
run
know.
The show.
That would be the thing. And by then, we might be doing a podcast, you and I.
I hope so. We got to get that going.
Yeah. No, we're close.
Yep.
So that is on the horizon. So, yeah, a lot of good things. And like you say, just to be able to get Riverside now, you can do some of this freshening up. Would be really hard to do something like that in between shows and when you're trying to get ready with Tech Week and that kind of thing.
It is. All of that stuff has to be planned strategically because, you know, we put the shows up Wednesday through Sunday. So you lose those days when you're doing a major project like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not easy to get a whole interior of a theater painted or all that carpet laid down in just 2 days. So,
right.
So this gives us that time to take care of things. And things are looking very bright at Riverside. We have a new administration on our board, new faces, fresh faces, positive ideas, fresh ideas, and bringing on new people to work with us at Riverside. I don't know if you're ready to take a break or if I should introduce our special guest.
Well, let's do that, and we'll do that in a second.
We'll come
back and we'll introduce your special guest because
Perfect.
As you talk about bringing on new people, we're going to talk to one of those new people that has been brought on. So
yes.
We'll do that when we come back. Patrick Ahern is here and a mystery guest from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com, to stay up to date on things and to get tickets, and we'll go through all that too as we go along. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
These are the voices.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, and Patrick Ahern is back, and you've brought staff people before, but it's been a while. Usually we bring cast people and have just a great time. But there have been times we have covered when our podcast gets going, we'll do much more doing that. But even on this show, we do need to get back to talking to some of the different layers at Riverside, because a lot of good things going on. But a marketing director today we talked to.
Well, when I first came to Riverside, I'm not talking staff-wise, but back in 2006, I did The Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, and then I had enough of the performing.
Yeah.
directed. I was surprised that there was not much reach out. There was not much marketing. And
you sort of then took that over.
Well, pretty much. And God love him. You know, Ron Wayman was a firm believer in word of mouth. That's how we push this place. And word of mouth is great.
It is.
But you got to get the word of mouth going by getting yourself out there. And I was just so proud of our production of Evita and that I wanted people to get in and see it. And so I took the bull by the horns. Remember,
that's how we met. You called me up. You called me up out of the blue, and said you're on the radio locally. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, and I started marketing from New York.
You were in New York when we talked.
I wanted to get the word out about the production, and so I pushed Ron into doing you know, starting to do radio and television and a lot of these other things. And he used to say to me, I don't want you to get tired, you know. And I said, don't worry about me. I want to promote you guys, you know.
Yeah.
And so over the course of time, we have gotten better at marketing. And I love it. I mean, I was a broadcast journalism major, so it's part of my wheelhouse. But
you go down to Richmond frequently.
Yeah, we do TV, TV CBS in Richmond. 6, but we've not even tipped the iceberg,
right?
You know, with what we can do. And our guest today, Kendrick Walpole. I've known Kendrick for years because he was an actor at Riverside, and he was in my production of Into the Woods. He played the role of Jack, but he's one of those people like myself where he's not a one-track mind kind of person. He thinks in many different terms and many different levels. And he used to talk to me all the time on, we're not doing enough here at Riverside to promote ourselves. We should have more people in the seats. We should have get. And I just admired the tenacity. I admired the some of the ideas that he put out there. And you know, over the course of years that I have been involved in Riverside, when I came on staff, I'm very good friends with Kendrick and his wife Sally, so Kendrick and I have been talking for quite some time, and then during COVID, just to keep some of our gang together, we used to have like we'd all get food and we'd pick a night during the week and we'd all convene over in the conference room at Riverside.
Yeah.
And Kendrick and Sally would come over. And we started talking more in depth about marketing. And I reached out to him. I said, would you work for us? Would you come on board? Could we come up with something?
Yeah.
And we started talking about it. And I said, I'm going to make this happen. And, of course, it was a lot of other extenuating factors that came into play. But anyway, a long story short, we have finally hired a marketing director at Riverside. You know, I love doing it. I'll continue to do it. But you need one person who runs with that ball.
Yeah.
And I'm an idea person. I can come up and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. But with everything else that's on my plate, I can't be the guy to drive it all the time, too. And so finally, our current board supported this position and supported the hiring of Kendrick, and I couldn't be happier. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Kendrick Walpole.
Kendrick, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's interesting that Patrick mentioned that his first opportunity at Riverside really was the Music Man, because that was actually my first opportunity at Riverside. The first time they did it, I was 7 years old. And that was my first performance at Riverside. And then that kind of just continued from that point. And so when Patrick does say stuff like, oh, you know, interior of the theater hasn't been painted, you know, since the beginning or something, I know. So anything that hasn't changed since the beginning, you know, season 2 is my first season.
Wow.
I would see it. and they have made a lot of changes, and especially the opportunity to bring on somebody, because I've seen the efforts that they've put forward. And I actually, when I was going to school for marketing at VCU, I wrote a report on Riverside, just looking at some of the efforts that they've done and what they've worked towards developing. It's Patrick's right. It's they have these ideas, they want to execute them, but they don't have a dedicated person to do that. And so rather than, you know, doubling, tripling up, they finally decided, hey, let's have one dedicated person to do this.
Well, you and I have had similar conversations with Patrick, because I'm always saying there needs to be more people here. And that's why, I mean, I've come up with things. And anytime I pitch an idea to Patrick, hey, I'd like to come over and do a feature on this. Hey, I'd like to do this. He's never said, nah, I don't think we want to do that.
No.
Always.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's we have built our reputation, the excellence that we continue to strive toward, it needs promoting. There shouldn't be an empty seat in that theater. I think,
agreed,
you know, with what we have been able to produce as recent as, you know, our production of Bright Star. I mean, so many people from the D.C. area. I mean, I think, I don't know if I relayed this story to you, Ted, but I was at a performance of the Broadway show Tootsie, the national tour, at the National Theater up in D.C., and before the show started, because let me back up a little bit. Kathy Halenda, who's one of our mainstays at Riverside.
I've been here many times.
Yeah, Kathy's doing this one of the roles in this tour. So we all went up to see her, and I was, before the show started, I was sitting next to Andrea Kahane, another one of our people, and we were standing waiting for the show to start. And all of a sudden, a few rows behind me, there are a group of people going on and on about, did you see the production of Bright Star at Riverside? What an amazing show. Oh, my God, that cast. That
yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. Andrew's like, do you hear that? Turn around. Say something. I said, no, I don't want to say a word.
Right?
I just like hearing it.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, it is so great. So, you know, we're getting out there more and more. But I think just hearing something like that is it makes you want to do all you can to have that concentrated department called promotion and marketing to run with the ball. So I'm just really excited, and I'm really excited to have Kendrick.
Well, in Kendrick, I'm sure you're like me, because I know people that still will go to Richmond or DC for plays. And
yep.
We'll talk about, well, you ought to go. You want to come to Riverside. You ought to go to Riverside. Yeah. Now I don't go there. And to me, that's just the most frustrating thing.
It is, because so in the course of my, like, obviously, if I worked at Riverside when I was seven, I've been here my whole life. I've been in this area. So I know the struggle of commuting up north if you want to go see a show. And sure, they have great shows up there, but nobody wants to sit on 95. Like, I could barely do it for any kind of employment. I commuted to Richmond, to VCU, because that drive wasn't as bad. But still, it's like, if you live in Commuterville, that is Fredericksburg and stuff, and you have the opportunity to see quality theater,
take it
in your area. Yeah, take it. So it's, I've been to many different theaters to either see productions or during one of my previous jobs, helping with their lights in their theaters and stuff. And still, Riverside is top tier as far as the quality, the size of their stage, just that building alone. They made such a good decision in what they wanted to do for this area that people still don't see the value in what they have. And a lot of people, I've met people who still haven't even heard of Riverside in this area. And I'm like, why are you wasting your gas, your time,
right?
You know, cussing up a storm in the traffic on the way up north? Like, you need to see Riverside.
And I know when we have brought people for the first time with us, when they go in there and you see the tiered seating, and it surprises you, because you walk in the building and you don't expect what the theater looks like, and that just that alone is, a lot of times it's just getting people there, and that's always been our case of getting someone there, and after that they're sold.
I would be hard pressed to find anybody who had a bad experience sufficient enough to say, oh, I don't want to go there.
Right. No, never.
No. Yeah, that would be practically impossible for me to find at this point.
And I even think, because we talk about, I mean, Bright Star was at such a level. I mean, that was on one of the greats. I love the just the last show that you did.
Meet Me in St. Louis,
Meet Me in St. Louis, too. And I told you, and we talked afterwards, it took me, we got to intermission, and I just thought, well, I'm not really feeling this. This might be one of those shows that you walk out and you just say, it was a good show, but it didn't speak to me.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, bam,
yeah.
That second half of that show, I wanted to see it again.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a charming show. And here again, it wasn't anything that I was like, oh, God, that's a show I really want to direct. But I grew to love it. And we did some interesting things with it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always talk about, we have great talent at Riverside, but it's the sum of all the parts. And we have such a great production team right now with Will O'Donnell, who is our technical director. And really, he's the master carpenter, too, now. But just with his execution of the designs of somebody like Frank Foster, who does such a wonderful job with the set design. And Weston Corey, our master electrician, and Mike Jarrett, our lighting designer, and Destiny and Haley and the whole group of them, Kina with the costumes. It's really a solid team that executes the look of the show in combination with the great cast and Stephanie Wood's choreography and Carson Eubanks' wonderful music direction and the orchestra, the live music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very blessed to have such a great group of people because, you know, I'm the leader, but they make me look good, you know, because I couldn't do it by myself. You have to have everybody working in tandem to pull off what we do at Riverside. And I'm proud to say we've got such a team.
I want to talk more about that. That reminds me of a great story. We'll talk about in a second. Patrick Ahern and Kendrick Walpole here from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. Things pick up again in March, and we'll talk more about the schedule, too, when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern here this morning, along with Kendrick Walpole from the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Kendrick is the marketing director. We'll get back to that in a second. Come March, Riverside returns. By the way, Patrick, it is freezing out this morning. It is, what the temperature is, 28 degrees on my watch right now.
Yep.
You've got New York roots, and I guess that's where you've got a turtleneck this morning that looks really warm.
It is.
Okay. It's like a New York kind of thing.
It's a New York kind of thing. Even the weather that we had 10 days ago, I mean, I grew up in central New York where 40 inches was nothing, and we still went to school. So.
Yeah.
I always get frustrated down here. Oh my God, there's 2 inches. We better shut down. You know, but the power situation, that I've never been without power for 4 days. So that was a whole.
This was different.
The whole new ball of
and
wax.
And if you look out that window, when you were here the last time, whenever you have been here, there used to be all those pine trees.
Yeah, gone.
Storm took
down
them all out.
Yeah, I lost one tree in my yard too. The weather is can be a challenge, but even I was out for my walk at 5:30 this morning. And it was
I didn't go yesterday because it was so cold.
I'm dedicated to it, and I've been doing it. I was out. I went for a walk last night before I went to bed, and it was freezing. It was like 18 degrees, but I just bundled up and
do it.
Once you get going, you get about a half a mile in, your body starts to warm up.
So it does.
It's fine. But no, I thought I'd put my turtleneck sweater
on. That's a nice looking sweater.
And
it just reminds me, it looks very New York with that. It's a great looking sweater. So everything returns to Riverside in March 16th for Camelot.
March 16th, yeah. Camelot, it was to be the second show of the season. And so we'll go into rehearsals about mid-February. I've just finalized casting for the show. Very excited about this production of Camelot. I don't think I've shared this with you, but, I always want to try to see if there's something different that I can do or something to bring. and I'll be honest with you, Camelot is not one of my favorite musicals, but it is a favorite of many. And people love the story of King Arthur and enchanted by the regalness of it and the pageantry of Camelot. But I decided, as a director, you don't always want to do just shows that speak to you. You want to take on something that maybe particularly is not your favorite thing. As a matter of fact, when I first came to Riverside, one of the first shows I directed after I had done as a guest director 42nd Street and Evita, but I directed Into the Woods. And Into the Woods I never liked that show. I mean, I used to audition for it when I was in New York. They had called me in for replacements in that show. I don't know how many times, and I would never get the show. But I wasn't very fond of it. But I thought, you know, I'm going to take this show on, and I'm gonna end up loving it. And I loved every minute of it, you know. So I'm taking Camelot on, and I tried to find, you know, thinking of the world today, how can we make Camelot relevant? How can we look for things in Camelot to kind of a Camelot for our world today? And I thought, well, one of the things that I think that our country is going through today is a question about our democracy. And I thought to myself, okay. Well, the Knights of the Round Table, and how it speaks that King Arthur did it that way, so that no one sits at the head of the table, but it is a collaborative group of people. And so I thought, that's a good premise to go with. So let's think about that. And then light bulb went off in my head, and I went, wait a minute. The John F. Kennedy administration was known as the Camelot years.
Yeah.
So how do I bring that and democracy? And so that's all I'm going to tell you. Because we are going to tie a lot of the elements of those things into this production of Camelot. And I think it's going to be because of where we are.
Yeah.
What's the word I want to use? Distanced connection to DC, the world today. I think we could be on to something with this production. So it promises to be exciting.
Okay.
My King Arthur is going to be Christopher Sanders, who has been in this studio before. He was Daddy Warbucks in Annie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is going to be terrific. And our Guinevere is Quinn Vogt Welch, who I think also has been here. She was Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady most recently, but she was Christine when I did the Maury Esten Phantom back in 2012. That was her first show with us. And she was Maria in West Side Story. She was wonderful in that. So two incredible talents leading the show, and then a supporting cast of really fine people. So so it's going to be exciting to see this Camelot.
That's interesting to me, because I do a lot of times I sit knowing you as well as I do, and I will see little things and make notes and say, that's Patrick. That is yeah. It's just a little small thing, or just even things, something that will come up before the show or during intermission. Just pictures you'll put, or music you'll do. So
yeah. So I think people will be. It's going to be another one of those shows that you're going to have to see at Riverside, because I think it's going to be really, really terrific. And I will drop this bit of information. You know, we're saying we're not going to open it until March, but I've been talking with Kendrick, and back in the fall of 2020, when we were trying things, we did just a show only. We didn't do the meal with it, but we did a play with music. To me, it's actually like a musical comedy. We did something called Souvenir that was the story of Florence Foster Jenkins, who was a Manhattan socialite who thought she could sing and was the worst singer in the world. But she made her debut at Carnegie Hall. And there was a film in 2016. Meryl Streep played the role in the film. Mm-hmm. She was nominated for an Academy Award. That film was based on the play Souvenir, and we did a production of it with Andrea Kahane, played Florence Foster Jenkins. Andrea being an opera singer in her own right, and Carson Eubank, who was our music director and conductor at Riverside, played her accompanist, Cosme. And I think it was one of the best things we've done. It was really terrific. The two of them were outstanding. And the people that got in to see the show, we ran it for about 4 weeks. I wanted to go a little bit longer, but it just, we were still deep into that COVID period.
And I missed it. I was going to be one of the later ones to go, and you'd had to stop it by then. So
Well, we're talking about, you know, people, because I think we're going to come out of this recent Omicron strain of the virus probably by the end of January.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I heard on the news this morning that it's already on its downslide, similar to what it did in South Africa, you know, sort of went down about a month later or whatever. So we're talking about bringing Souvenir back for some performances.
Oh, okay.
We may do a Wednesday matinee and a Saturday and a Sunday performance, maybe starting in mid-February. To fill some of February for people that want to get out and see a show. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw it, you probably want to see it again, because it was charming, it was funny, and it was very poignant. And we do it as a one act. There's no intermission. The play is about an hour and 40 to 50 minutes. It goes by fast. And I think there were standing ovations at every performance that we had of Souvenir. And do yourself a favor. If we do go up with this, and we will make that decision by the end of this week, come and see Souvenir, because it is one of those. You may not know the title, you may not know the story, you may never have heard of Florence Foster Jenkins, but it is a gem.
I knew absolutely nothing about it when I saw it. And it is still, to this day, one of my favorite productions Riverside has ever put up. Like, I just loved it. I mean, Patrick was, you know, alluding to falling in love with Into the Woods, having no love really for that show at all. And I remember back then when we did it, that was one of those situations where if we had only marketed it more, because everyone I saw who watched the show, they absolutely loved it. And it's like Riverside in and of itself is this hidden gem of, once you're there, you never want, like, you have to come see the next shows and stuff. And so then we have these little hidden gems within ourselves, like Souvenir, Into the Woods, that it's just everybody who saw it loved it. And Souvenir, especially being that limited time frame, we had lots of people who were devastated that they missed it when they heard about it. It's phenomenal.
Oh, I would love to see it. Remember, those were the days when you weren't coming in. And so we did a show one morning where I talked to you. And the way we're set up, I talked to you. Then I talked to Andrea. Mm-hmm. Then I talked to Carson. Then I talked to you again. We did a show like that.
Yeah,
and then
great.
I came over there.
Yeah.
And you all sat up on the stage.
Yeah.
But everybody had to stay far apart, and I had to walk between people. It was the most awkward kind of thing. But it worked.
Yeah.
And they really did sell the show. I remember going home and saying, we got to go see that.
And it was so perfect at that time, because I had to have them 10 feet apart on stage, and they were actually 15 feet apart on stage and 12 feet from the audience. So it was just a perfect piece of theater to do at that time. And I hope people will show an interest because, you know, if we find that our base would like to come out and see this, then we're going to do it. We're going to put it up for at least three performances a week. And so... If you see it posted out there, get your tickets for Souvenir, and you won't regret it. It's really wonderful.
Well, once everything gets back, I mean, you look at Camelot, you look at Sally Struthers and Nonsense coming in May, and then with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner again in July.
And Ghost. We've got Ghost the musical in the fall, which will be another wonderful piece of theater. And then Christmas again, and then we're into our 25th. Anniversary. 25 years.
Now, and you think about, hey, there'll be like the new car smell, the new paint smell at Riverside, and new carpet. Things are looking up. And
No, it's we're able to take care of a lot of these things because we were very fortunate to get the federal grant money from the Shuttered Venue Grant. So, We did very well through June to the end of the year. We got back up with Marvelous Wanderettes, Grumpy Old Men, Bright Star, Meet Me in St. Louis. We have been able to get through really haven't even touched our grant money yet. So we got to get cracking, because we got to get it all spent by the end of June. But no, we're in good shape at Riverside. We are one of those theaters that I think we strategically planned properly through the pandemic, mm-hmm. and we're in good shape to go forward. We're set up for success, which I think is a great thing.
I just remember the Marvelous Wonderettes, just to actually be back for a full show, was really a special time. Yeah. And that was a great show.
Another gem. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you brought all of them in here. We did that one morning. That was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
A lot of high energy, and that will continue. Kendrick Walpole and Patrick Ahern here from the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. We'll take a final break and be back on News Talk 1230 WFBA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern and Kendrick Walpole here from the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com, 370-4300 when you're ready to get tickets for some of these great productions coming up. Kendrick, I would think, and Kendrick's is the marketing guy, just the fact, I can just tell you got a lot of ideas, and you're always sitting and thinking about things, but also the fact that you know, you're an actor. And you know that, too, gives you kind of a unique perspective in all of this.
It really does. I mean, just going, I kind of joke about it, but with Riverside, having been there as long as I had worked so many aspects of that theater. I'd been on the technical crew. I've been in the sound and light booth. I've been in the scenic shop helping construct sets. I've been on stage performing. I've literally done almost every aspect that you can do in that building. So it helps so much because it does give me not only different perspectives, but also I've been in the shoes of other people who have, you know, thoughts and ideas for the theater. And this dates clear back. I am just constantly, my brain is running with ideas. I believe it was working the floor. I remember trying to problem solve. We didn't really have too many people to make those connections, but waiters upset that they were running out of pens and like, oh, I have to keep buying pens and stuff like that. And I brought the idea to, I think it was a freelance star kind of liaison at the time that was assisting us with marketing. And I said, why can't we just ask some local businesses that have their name on pens and just give us a bunch of pens so that we, you know, drop it on the table. It's advertising for them and we don't have to worry about pens anymore. Huh. I was 14. So my brain is just, I'm always thinking of these ideas. And like Patrick, they did that wonderful, that trolley ride in downtown Fredericksburg. Yeah. And that's just, you know, like you said, things like that, Kendrick, you know, I have these ideas, but I'm so busy. I can't always execute that. It's a great, I have ideas. You have ideas, and that's my job now. I execute.
Yeah.
No, it's exciting, you know, and we keep seeing how this area is growing. I mean, I've been here almost 12 years now, and I can't believe the changes in just 12 years.
Yeah.
We are now Northern Virginia. It's not just Fredericksburg anymore. But there's so much to be proud of. Of Fredericksburg. I hear people talking nationally about Fredericksburg and how charming it is. And when I have friends visit from New York or other parts of the country, everybody says, wow, you made a great move. It's lovely there.
And I agree.
How great is this?
Yeah.
And I think we have to get up to speed with getting the word out. Yeah. And, you know, there are shows like Grease where the seats were packed all the time, mm-hmm. but I don't want us just to be packed for the shows that everybody kind of knows or everybody kind of runs to or it's their favorite movie. I want to be packed for the shows that even people are like, gee, I don't know much about this show, but I'm going
because I know
it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's where I want to be and continue to evolve. You know, we've got so many things. We're looking at our 1-year plan and our 5-year plan, and you have to constantly evolve, and you have to constantly be thinking way down the road, because to make you relevant and strong in the present is to be thinking way in the future, and that's what excites me. My mind never rests when I think about what we're going to do at Riverside and how we're going to be on everybody, the tip of everybody's tongue.
Yeah. No. I'm Kendrick. You got a great product to be able to. You know that to be able to and there are so many opportunities both north, south, east, and west to get that word out.
But you know what's exciting about Kendrick and I'm really happy that he decided to join us, is that you can hire somebody to do marketing because they're educated in it and because they're smart and intelligent. But so that's a given with him. But then the connection that he has to the theater, we're lucky to have that. There's a lot of people that are hired to do marketing that don't have that connection.
Right. And he's like got passion.
He's got passion. He's got know-how of several aspects of the theater. He's proud of that place. He wants to see it succeed.
I grew up here. Yeah. I grew up in the theater, this specific theater. I love it, and I always want to make sure it continues.
Yeah.
We will continue this conversation, I am sure, in the future. Kendrick, great to meet you, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Patrick, good to see you, and we will talk again soon.
Yeah.
RiversideDT.com, that's it. Stay safe.
Thanks.
See you in the morning.
For listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.